Young people in the youth justice system are 30 times more likely than their peers to need access to alcohol and drug services. That's the finding of a new report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, which studied 10 to 17-year-olds in the 4 years to 2016. Anna Ritson was one of the researchers, and I spoke to her earlier. Anna Ritson, good morning.
Good morning.
Does this report show that drug and alcohol abuse might be a contributing factor for young people winding up in contact with the youth justice system?
Look, I think it is a little bit more complicated than that, in the sense that for those young people who were in both drug treatment and youth justice supervision, we did find that around two-thirds of them were under youth justice supervision before their drug treatment. So it's a bit like the chicken and the egg. So these young people who are coming into contact with youth justice systems could be there as a result of problematic drug and alcohol use. But conversely, they also could be finding those treatment services that they need because of their contact with youth justice supervision.
Nevertheless, your research shows that young people who are under youth justice supervision are far more likely to have it to be treated for alcohol and drugs.
Yeah, look, that's right. What we found was that around one in four of those young people were being treated for cannabis as their primary drug of concern, and around 8% for alcohol. So this certainly does reveal that these young people are encountering multiple disadvantages. And I think it's important that when we do research like this, we do treat it as a new lens through which to understand these young people who are vulnerable.
And how do those rates compare against the population that's not involved with the youth justice system?
Yeah, look, I could say simply not well. We do find much higher rates of drug treatment and youth justice supervision here. So we know that there is an issue, and it's just really a matter of trying to unpick the reasons why some of these young people are coming into contact with both the drug treatment services and also the youth justice supervision. So we do see that even when we compare young people with who are in both services with those who are just in drug treatment, even there we see quite different statistics for those young people who are in both services.
And what are the rates for young Indigenous people?
So for young Indigenous people, unfortunately, yes, they are overrepresented among our study population. So of all the young people that we looked at over this four-year period, and that are those who are in drug treatment, what youth justice, or a combination of both of those services, 3 in 10 of them were Indigenous. And again, it's probably worth pointing out that in our study cohort, three quarters of the study cohort were male. So we are looking at young men, and certainly we are looking at young Indigenous men within this cohort as well. So what we try and do through this type of research is to ensure that there's a firm evidence base upon which departments and those with responsibility for youth justice and drug treatment can make informed policy and develop and implement that policy to improve outcomes for these young people.
Anna Ritson from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare.